637.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and as promised, we're going to try and help those of you that have been emailing me and going to various garden centers with a problem with little animals tunneling throughout your lawn. They're coming out of the tall grasses. They're coming out of the woods. They're coming out of your bark mulch beds, planting beds, and moving into your lawn. And the rodent that's doing this is called a mole. And I figured there'd be no better person to talk to than Dave Cutterback. Dave has spent his entire career working on ways to control these rodents along with deer and other animals, so that they don't destroy your lawn. So joining us this morning to educate you on how to take care of moles is Dave Cutterback. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm terrific. How about yourself?
Oh, just fine. Sun's up. It's going to be a nice Halloween day.
It is. It'll be a fun afternoon for all the kids. We've had many, many emails. People are cleaning the yard, and as they clean the yard, you're beginning to notice tunnels, runways, mounds of soil all over the lawn. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Halloween is also a good indication of mole season, Paul. Moles are more active in a little bit cooler and moister weather. They'll create the mounds you spoke of, which are little volcanoes with holes in the middle, and you'll see runways connecting those tunnels. The reason they're more active now, and you'll see that activity, is earthworms. Moles are carnivores. They eat meat. Their principal food is worms. They also eat grubs, so getting rid of grubs is a good way to encourage them to leave, but we need earthworms, and that's going to bring moles. So this season is the time they're going to come back up. They're going to stock up for their winter food supply, which they keep in their burrows, several feet under. We're only looking at the feeding tunnels and the feeding mounds when we see evidence of damage. But they do live underground, farther down, anywhere from 2 to 4 feet down, depending upon the frost depth. And they will store those worms. So they're stocking up now.
So these rodents have a living area below the frost line, and they have a work area that's level with the ground. I never realized that.
Sure, they don't actually hibernate in winter. If you'll recall, Paul, you and I talked, I think, 2 years ago when there was an unusual warm spell in January.
Right.
And mole damage suddenly occurred. The ground hadn't been frozen hard. The worms became a little active because they could, and that brought the moles out for a bit of winter snacking and stocking.
So are we better off if the ground freezes before the snow falls, or are we better off to have a soft ground and then snow?
Well, in terms of mole damage, I guess the freezing will probably prevent that worm activity and defer it until the thaw begins in the spring. But as I say, right now, in the moist, cooler times when earthworm activity resumes again, you're going to see the mole. Unfortunately, you're going to see moles moving through their ranges, and their ranges extend from just the places you said: woods, grassy fields, beds, mulch beds, into lawns where worm activity is the highest.
Now, tell us about your product, Mole Scram. How does it work?
Well, it works two ways, which makes it a little different from almost all the products on the market. What mole repellents do, whether they're granular or whether they're in spray form, is distribute castor oil into the soil. And castor oil, as we all know, affects digestive systems, and it does the same for a mole. It coats, as it moves into the soil and leaches through, it coats worms. When the moles eat those worms, it affects their digestive system in such a way that they can't keep their food in. It just passes through too quickly. Now, these are very busy little creatures. They work hard. They work busy all day long. A mole can tunnel 20 or 30 feet in a few hours. That's just a little creature. And their metabolism rate is very high. So if they cannot ingest enough food, they understand and have to move on. Now, what we've also done, unlike any other repellent, and we were certainly the first to develop such a thing, is to associate a bad smell with a bad taste. Now, through experimentation and through our knowledge of natural components of repellents, which is all we use in all our products, we determined that adding two substances, very natural and normal, garlic oil and citronella, provided an instant and huge increase in the effectiveness of the repellent. They strongly disliked those two substances. So when we put down granular mole scram and the castor oil and these other two ingredients leach into the ground, the moles now have food they can't ingest and keep down, plus bad-smelling tunnels, and when they continue to dig, they're going to have soil that smells bad. So we've changed their entire environment, and that's what makes them leave. Change the ecology, change the environment.
Now, if people are doing their fall cleanups and they're finding these tunnels, and they put down the mole scram, will they have to reapply it before the snow falls, or will one application take care of it?
What we found is an application of mole scram can remain effective for at least 45 days, and if you can chase the mole down and move him away from your area, it could last up to 3 months. Now, with a reduced activity in the winter and his need to stock up, he's going to move. He's going to move out to where he can get some plenty of food to store for the winter. So we've seen activity reduce for the entire season. As soon as it warms up again and you see the spring thaw coming and the snow is gone, reapply the mole scram. Now, in some instances, the moles may rise. If you don't have a strong frost, but you do have that snow cover you mentioned earlier, the moles will come up. There may be active worms even below the surface. I myself, on my own property, have seen, after the snow melted, winter mole damage in an area that I didn't treat. Holes, tunnels, and the earth that was kicked up under the snow. So a fall treatment should be enough. I don't think you have to do it twice. But be ready for a spring treatment, too.
Once you put down the mole scram, is it important to water it in so that it can soak in, or do you just wait for Mother Nature to have it rain?
Either one will do, but it won't work well, and it won't actually begin to drive the moles out until it has leached in through watering. So if you can water it in 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes after your application, it'll have an immediate effect. If you spread it before a rainstorm, either next day, same day, or a few days later, it'll take effect then.
So the secret is put it down, follow the recommendations, and then if it's not going to rain for a few days, put the sprinkler on so you can dissolve the granules to a liquid so that it can work its way down.
Sure, that's right. I have a few more tips for you on how to actually move the moles out of an area.
Okay.
One of the things we've noticed as we tested the product in its initial stages was after an application of mole scrap, which can, by the way, can either be hand-spread or sprinkled, or it can be used in your rotary spreader. What we noticed is the day after a watered-in application, there's actually more activity. You'll see a few more mounds appear. It looks almost like furious tunneling, and it really is. That poor little mole, or I'll call him poor, has suddenly had his life changed, and he is looking for a way out. He doesn't like where he is. He needs to leave. So what
okay.
we say is...
Dave, can you hold on 1 second? We're coming up on a break, and we'll have you back on so that you can tell us of the two secrets that will drive them out. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower.
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently.
Like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEdge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about moles today. We've had a lot of phone calls, we've had a lot of emails, and I've asked Dave Cutterback to join us this morning and try and explain to you the habits and how we can prevent these little creatures from causing so much damage. And Dave, during the break, my producer George was saying something that he never realized. He said, you know, if these moles come into your lawn, yes, they are making damage to the grass, but if they're eating the worms in your ground, the worm is what makes your grass better. It aerates the soil, it helps the fertilizers to move, and it really does help your lawn to grow better. So if the moles come in, they're also hurting the grass plant by digging up these runs and tunnels, but they're for an overall effect, they're making your grass more compact and creating problems.
You're absolutely right. A factor in overall lawn health is supporting worms and therefore getting rid of the creatures that eat them.
So it isn't so. So now, if people are raking, they're finding all these tunnels. You were saying put down the mole scram, and then there were two things that you started to talk about. One of them that you said, as soon as you put it down and it's changed to a liquid, you're going to start to see more activities.
That's right, but that's only usually for a day or maybe two. Now, when moles enter your property, they live in a range. They live in a certain, well, anywhere from 1 to 2 per quarter acre in a fairly high dense population. They have entered from somewhere, and if you look, you should be able to tell where that infestation is. You'll see the tunnels, you'll see mounds in a rough pattern. What you want to do is drive them back out the way they came. So if you totally coat or surround mole damage with mole scram, that guy won't know where to go. So what we're telling folks is take a two-step approach. if you have a round, roughly round area, we say create a D-shaped pattern. The flat side of the D should be toward the, face the area or the direction you want that mole to go. Apply the mole scram in the round portion of the D at least 30 feet beyond and over the infested area. When the mole smells that smell, he's going to start digging. That's why you'll see the activity. He wants to find a way out. If he starts going forward, smells that smell, he's got to find another way to go. He'll go, eventually, he'll go backward, find the flat edge, and head that way. So, apply it. Application one, in the area farthest from where you want them to go. Application two, put it over the rest of the area toward the exit area of your property. So we're sort of herding them. We're driving them in two steps. We're saying, don't go this way, go that way. And we determine that experience in an experimental situation where we cover the whole area. The mole didn't know which way to go. And what did he do? He went forward and ended up in the beds right next to the house. So you want to chase him away from your central gardening area, your garden beds near your house or home, by chasing them toward a border. And you're not going to hurt the moles. This is all natural. This doesn't kill anything. It's safe for kids and pets. All our products are designed with natural materials that are suitable for organic gardening.
So you don't have to treat the whole lawn. You just want to concentrate it in the areas where they are currently in the shape of a D to force them out where they came from. And then, what would you say, a couple weeks after you've made that D to go back and treat where they originally came from?
I don't think you have to wait that long. I would say anywhere from 3 to 4 days.
Terrific.
Right.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning and educating our listeners about moles. We appreciate all your help, and we'll have you back real soon to talk about deer and dog and cat.
Good. Well, remember mole scram, and you'll be happy, Paul.
Thank you.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope that you got some good information on moles and how they not only dig up and kill your grass, but they clean your lawn of earthworms. And we really do need earthworms to make your grass grow better. So, and again, you don't have to treat the whole lawn. Just treat where the moles traditionally have been a problem. And if you see them, do it now. The Northeast, New England is expecting a good soaking on Thursday and Friday, according to the Weather Channel, whatever that means. But get it down, and that will help you a great deal. Okay, let's go back to the callers. George, who's up first?
Donna on Maine. She's got a question about raspberries.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for answering my call.
Thank you.
My question is, last summer or spring, I planted raspberries, and both fall and summer raspberries, and I noticed the last couple of days that the leaves of the raspberry plants are, they have brown spots, and The brown is gradually killing the leaves, and the newer leaves on top have a little grayish spots, which may be how the bottom one started. I don't know. And I'm wondering if this is something, I don't know if it's powdery mildew, if it's some kind of wilt, and if there's anything that I can do about it.
Okay. It's not a wilt, because if it was a wilt that would really hurt the plant, it would have happened when we had hot, humid weather. Something that's happening now, don't be concerned. The thing that you need to do, Donna, is as soon as all of the leaves on your raspberries have come off, you want to rake them out of the garden, because those spots are a fungus. And that fungus knows that when the weather gets cold, it has to prepare the plant to reproduce itself for next year. So the fungus, just like insects, knowing that winter is coming, will lay eggs. If it's an insect, they'll make spores, if it's a disease, on the existing foliage. If the foliage falls to the ground and stays there, in the spring, when the new foliage develops on the plant, the old leaves now contain fungus that when the weather warms up, they'll wake up, they'll get active, they'll float out of the ground and attach themselves to the brand new leaves to complete that cycle. And now you have a problem again next year. So a fall cleaning in the garden is more valuable than a spring cleaning, because you're eliminating the possibility of diseases. Now, the other thing that you want to do, once the leaves come out, look at the canes or branches that made fruit this year. And you'll see the little hat that was on top of the raspberry. Any of the branches that made fruit this year will not, and I mean will not, make fruit next year. So you need to cut those and get them out of the garden so that in the spring, when the new growth develops, there'll be room for those, and those branches will become productive. If you allow all the raspberry canes to stay there, all of the ones that bloomed and produced fruit this year will not next year. And you'll have a great-looking plant, but not as productive. So remove the old canes, stand them up, and then next spring get a good organic granular fertilizer, and those raspberries will look 100% better. So get rid of the leaves, remove the old canes, clean the garden, and that way you're one step ahead for next year. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, Donna. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. George, who's next?
Carolyn in Rhode Island with a question about Andromeda.
Carolyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have two questions today. One is about my Andromeda plants. I have three of them, and I recently had them trimmed. However, when the guy came to trim them, I wanted them cut down real short. He said he couldn't. He could only cut the new growth and just part of the other growth because they would die. Is that true? My second question is, I have a couple of maple trees, and this year they were trimmed, and I happen to notice that some of the leaves that are left on them have some white, I don't know if it's powder or what, on those leaves. Do you know what that is?
Okay, now the white powder on the leaves, is it more of a dust, or is it look like a paint splashed on it?
I think it looks like powder.
More like powder. Okay.
Yeah.
Then it could be a form of powdery mildew or some type of a fungus. And the way to And the way to attack that, Carolyn, is to get the lees out. If you allow the lees to stay there, it will reinfect the new lees in the spring. So stop doing it now. Let's get the lees picked up. Either put them in your compost pile, work them into your garden soil, or bag them and get rid of them from your property. That will eliminate that problem. Now, with your Andromeda is a plant that can get very, very large. It can get 7-8 feet, even more. And what you want to do is you cannot take the whole plant that, let's say, is 4 feet tall, cut it down to a foot, and expect it to come back. It will, but it's going to look terrible for a very, very long time. So what I want you to do is this. In the spring, after the blooming cycle, is when I want you to do some pruning. And you can do this on rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, any kind of a plant that's gotten to be too large and you want to control the size. If you pruned that Japanese or mountain Andromeda this fall, the man who did it removed all of the flower buds from that plant, because flowering plants make the buds during June, July, August, and September on the tips of the branches to bloom next spring. So by him coming in the fall, pruning back your Andromeda, he removed all the flower buds. And he should know better that you don't prune flowering, like azaleas. If you prune azaleas today, all the flower buds are on the tips of the branches. So if you cut it back, you're taking all the flowers off. So wait until the plant is done blooming. Then you can prune the plant. And if you want to shrink it, what you do is say to yourself, I'm going to do this over a 2 or a 3 year period. 3 year is less noticeable. So after they get done blooming, the flower looks dirty, look at the plant, get a rough count of how many branches there are. To make it easy, we'll say there's 15 branches. So the flowers go by, you're going to take 1/3 or 5 of those branches. They're going to cut them back by as much as 50%, maybe even more. Plants make the bloom, then they make the foliage. So as soon as the flowers look muddy, cut it back. Cut the entire plant back to control the size, but take 1/3 of the big branches and cut them back by 50%. The new growth will begin to develop on the branches that you cut back by 50%, but the plant is much smaller. The new growth will develop, it will soften up the plant, it will fill in the inside of the plant. The next year you take another 5 branches, you cut those back, and then the last year, the final. That way, you don't end up with what looks like a big stump in the middle of your planting. Do it gradually, do it every year, and that way you can stimulate new growth on the inside of the plant to keep the plant looking soft, fluffy, and the new growth is where the flower buds come. So if your landscaper comes back to the house, you have to tell him that you do not prune my flowering plants in the fall. Never. Because if he pruned your rhododendron, your azaleas, your mountain laurel, your Andromeda, anything that blooms in the spring, he took off the flower buds. And that means you waited a whole year for that color, and it's never going to come. Okay? Thank you. And it's nice hearing from you, Carolyn. George, who's next?
That would be K.E. in Portland with a question about a hydrangea.
K.E., good morning. Welcome to the God Club. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Good morning. Can you tell us about your hydrangea? No? Okay, George. He must be making coffee or something.
No, okay. Go to Debbie. She's in Marion with the fall chlamydias.
Okay. Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I've got laryngitis this morning, so I hope you can understand me. I've got a fall clematis that I was, I first bought it, and it was in the ground probably for about 3 or 4 years. And okay. it was getting too much shade because the trees around it were getting, casting more shade. So 2 years ago, in about the end of March, beginning of April, I dug it up, and I moved it to a full sun spot. And it's only put on, it's only about like 5 feet high, and it hasn't bloomed, it didn't bloom last year. I sort of figured that the first year, probably right after I moved it, it wouldn't bloom. But and now this has been 2 years, and it hasn't bloomed this year, not one flower.
Huh. Okay.
I lined it, too.
Is it growing on a post or a fence?
Yeah. A trellis.
It is. Oh, it's on a trellis. Okay. And now, did it make a lot of new growth this past year, or very, very little new growth?
Very little.
Very little new growth. Okay. And did you feed it at all?
Yes, I fed it, and I put lime around it when I first planted it.
Okay. Now, this is what I want you to do. The most delicate part of a clematis is the first 6 inches coming out of the ground. So what I want you to do is to get a brick or a piece of solid material, even like a shingle from the house, push it in the ground in front of that stem so that the sun never hits the stem of the plant. I'll tell you more. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
That would have been Debbie.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have
problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Debbie about clematis. Now, clematis is a very, very unique plant, and the most delicate part of the clematis plant is when it comes out of the ground for that first 4 to 6 inches. And if you have a winter with no snow cover, a lot of sun, and days where the temperature will go hot some days and cold the other, which is traditional, the sun will hit that bottom 4 to 6 inches, thaw it during the day, and at night it refreezes. When this happens, damage will begin to happen to that stem. So take a shingle, you can take a cobblestone or a brick, and put it right in front of the stem facing south. The brick or the piece of shingle or a piece of statuary, something like that, will shade that bottom 4 to 6 inches because the sun will hit the brick instead of the stem. It stays uniformly cold. There's no damage, and that will help a great deal. So do that, and do that right now. Okay, so put the brick there to help the stem. Lime, spring, and fall. Fertilize with a granular food. Something like Miracle-Gro is great for window boxes and things like that. But this is a permanent part of your garden, and you need to use a slow-release organic fertilizer. Something like Plant Tone It's a neutral base fertilizer. It will last about 2 to 3 months in your garden, depending on the soil. If you live on Cape Cod, soil is sandy, you'll get 2 months. If you live in an area where there's a lot of organic matter, maybe some clay, you'll get 3 months from it because it doesn't drain, because the fertilizer can attach itself to the organic matter. If it's a rock, like sand, it has no way to stick to the soil, and it leaches out of the soil more rapidly. So, put the brick, lime, spring and fall, use a slow-release organic fertilizer in March, and then again in September. 2 applications, and you'll see a big difference. Now, the other thing is the soil should have a couple of inches of bark mulch or compost to help stay frozen during the winter and to help cool the ground during the heat of summer. Try that. You'll have great results. George, who else has called and needs a bit of help with their garden?
Ken in Massachusetts got a question about blueberries.
Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, I've got a problem with blueberries. Well, I've got these wild blueberries. They're growing around, you know, in different places.
Right.
And I was wondering if there was any way that I could cultivate them to get them all to grow together. You know, that way I'd be able to, you know, pick them before the birds get them.
Yeah, you can. So these are the wild varieties, the low bush.
Yeah, actually, they're in Maine, you know, mm-hmm. but they just, you know, the way they grow, it's not really worth it to try to pick them because they're in different places.
Right. The thing that you want to do is if you want that crop to come in more uniformly, behind my house, Ken, there is a big open area. It's about 400 or 500 acres. And in the middle, there is a beacon tower. And that's used for the airlines. And wild blueberries cover the entire area. And like you said, they're very sporadic and they're ripening. If you pick up a bag of Holly Tone fertilizer, you feed them, as soon as you notice that the plant is in bloom, okay? So as soon as your blueberries are in bloom, fertilize them with Holly Tone, and that will feed them during, see, your blueberries are going to bloom in May. You'll feed them in late May, they get food for June, July, and August, and your blueberries ripen during July and August. So feed them when they're in bloom. If you can't, if you're only there here and there, fertilize it during May. But May or early June is the best time, and that will help them to produce more uniformly and all at the same time.